May I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Well, I can relate to this joke because I can't remember the last time that I heard it. So Charlotte and Linda have been friends for over 50 years. And now in the latter part of their lives, they meet twice a week to play cards. And today was one of those card days. Whilst Charlotte is dealing out the cards, Linda looks at her and says, "Now don't get mad at me. I know we've been friends for a long time, but I just can't remember your name. I've tried for 5 minutes, but I just can't remember it. So please tell me your name." And Charlotte stares at Linda for some time before replying, "How soon do you need to know?" So in Matthew's gospel, we have the story of the temptations of Jesus. Jesus is tempted by Satan 3 times. Until Christ's return at the end of time, Satan has the power and authority to tempt people to sin, even Jesus. And the tempter is one of Satan's names. So when Satan tempts us, it's like a test. And Eve was tempted, and she failed the test. And then we have this story of Jesus himself being tempted and tested. All 3 of the devil's temptations are attempts to have Jesus sin against the great commandment in Deuteronomy, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might." The first challenge to Jesus, to change stones into bread, would be to use his power for his personal benefit. Jesus says that the word of God is the chief nourishment. Jesus was then challenged to throw himself down from a pinnacle of the temple in Jerusalem. And Jesus answers, "Testing God's protection by unnecessarily risking life is a mockery of real martyrdom and of his sacrifice to come." The devil, which we can understand to mean the evil forces personified, then invites Jesus to prefer personal wealth and power over the love of God. All he had to do was to worship the devil. And Jesus answers, "God is the only God to be worshiped and served." Adam and Eve didn't listen to God, and so were disobedient. But Jesus, the new Adam, did remain obedient, even to his death. So Jesus gives us 3 strong examples of how to overcome temptation by putting God first and staying close to him. So with regards to temptation, I was thinking about our new parish of the Valley and about this congregation of Ascension St. John. And I wonder if you're like many of us who are tempted to resist change. Are we succumbing to the temptation to put our head in the sand and wish that things would just remain the same as it has always been? God, could we not continue to have services every Sunday with organist and choir and someone coming early to set up the altar and someone cleaning each week and someone counting the money after the service and taking care of the books, and someone faithfully making sure the thermostat is set so that the heat comes on, and someone to organize and attend the meetings that we hold? God, could the various events that take place in this building continue to happen, please? It's a temptation to long for this to be so. But things are changing, and we're all getting older, and we're all becoming less able. Religion is no longer seen as desirable to the next generation. Our Anglican faith, which has fed us so well in our lives, is not speaking to our wider community. Our voices are not getting out there. We're not building new disciples in sufficient numbers to ensure the health and future of this particular body of Christ, Ascension St. John. And we're only able to continue because of the hard, dedicated work of a few committed people. So where does that leave us? It leaves us even more dependent on the love and mercy of God. It leaves us feeling grateful and blessed to belong to the wider church, to be part of our diocese and of the parish of the valley. It leaves us needing to seek ever so fervently the guidance of the Holy Spirit, as we've been doing these past several years. And if we've been paying attention, it leaves us rejoicing in this new body that Christ is building here in our new parish. If you've been fortunate enough to attend parish events like our recent kitchen party in Stafford, or the celebration of ministry that took place last year with our recent primate, Fred Hiltz, or our shared book studies, or the exciting shared confirmation last year with 14 children, you will know from firsthand experience that God is doing something exciting and new. You will know that when we've come together as a parish since June 2018, that we've shared in a renewed fellowship and invigorating worship. We have shared an enthusiasm that hasn't been felt for a long time. And we've experienced a new hope and a sense that God is indeed leading us forward, and that we do so in the company of our brothers and sisters from our 12 congregations in our parish. So we'll soon be going downstairs for our vestry meeting. And as part of that meeting, we will take the time to reflect on the pluses and minuses that we may be experiencing in the midst of all this change. We need to keep our heads out of the sand. Don't fall into that temptation. Trusting that God is reshaping us, his body, his church, for his purposes. God has walked with us here in the valley for centuries. We only got here by taking risks in the past, and we know that Jesus is definitely going to ask us, as a parish family, to take even more risks for the sake of the gospel. We're going to be asked by Jesus, from our biggest congregations to our smallest congregations, to let go of some of the things that we may have thought at one point were absolutes or certain. We're going to be asked by Jesus to continue changing, to continue growing for the sake of God's mission and God's love. And those changes won't necessarily be easy. And more than just paying the heating bill or keeping the lights on, we're being asked by our Lord to invest in our spiritual capital, each of us to invest in our spiritual growth. God has led us through ups and downs countless times, and so trust him now as he leads us forward. Don't give in to the temptation to try to make time stand still. The key to overcoming any temptation is to put God before you, as Jesus did. Hold fast to God's love and teachings. Hold on to our Lord in spirit, and let his love lead you forward confidently. Remain focused on God and trust in him through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.